me and the crew are in a narrow tunnel, and there's a train coming.
We need to move. Come on, come on, go, 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 go.
We're in the tunnel. We're running away from this thing. It's entered the tunnel. It's just the blackness and it's light, and then the sound of the horn. Very disorientating and very, very intimidating.
Keep out of me! Run!
We're running, and I'm behind Bear, running. I trip and land on the tracks.
Get up!
And it does occur to me, you know, thinking this thing could not stop. And Bear turns around, and literally in a heartbeat, he's grabbed me, throws me in front of him, and we're running out. The camera's now pointing back.
Run! Keep going!
Heart's going crazy, and we're running and legging it out of this tunnel. We get to the end of the tunnel, dive out. So immediately we've hit the Bear's up on his heels again, and he's running.
We can make it!
Can board this train. And we both climb onto the train, and then he does the classic sort of Wild West thing where he's jumping between carriages to carriages. And finally, he runs on the flatbed car and gets up to the train, and you see this beautiful Montana vista in front of you. So it was a really successful pickup, a really dramatic ending to a great show.
The end of the journey or the trip is always a highlight. Everyone takes a deep breath and thinks, that was good. And there's always something great to reflect on.
When we come to the end of the shoot and Bear gets on that plane, helicopter or train, you know, it's such a good feeling. We know it's a wrap and we know we're going in. Nice feeling.
It's been a privilege. It's been a fantastic journey.
It's a really exciting job to do.
The truth is, I absolutely love doing the show. You know, we go to amazing places, face some pretty intense adventures and challenges. There's no doubt in my mind, without the crew, this show would never happen.